This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Holiday season has arrived, and with it, a general longing for festive tunes to accompany sips of eggnog or hot cocoa. But do you realize how many of our holiday music classics have origins in St. Louis? There's White Christmas by Ferguson, Missouri native Michael McDonald.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Then there's Run Rudolph Run by St. Louis native and father of rock and roll Chuck Berry.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down.
And of course, Sumner High School graduate Tina Turner's song, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry Christmas.
Here to share some of their favorite holiday tunes from musicians who call St. Louis home, we have holiday music enthusiast and STLPR visuals editor, Brian Munoz. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Happy holidays, Elaine.
And joining us is our resident Grinch, but huge music fan, St. Louis on the Air producer, Maya Norfleet. Maya, welcome.
Hello.
Now, before we get started, Maya, you are a self-proclaimed Grinch.
Yes.
Why are you subjecting yourself to holiday music?
You know, it's what the people wanted, actually. Brian came to me after he learned about one of the artists who we're going to be listening to today, like, are you going to do something about holiday music? I'm like, probably not. And then I went ahead and asked my Instagram followers, would y'all be into this? And it was an overwhelmingly, like, yes, please. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do it.
I've been waiting a whole 365 days for this.
Okay, oh, my gosh. This and your eyes
and here we are.
Give the whole story there.
Brian manifested is
oh
the short
gosh.
Answer.
So we're going to listen to classic hits, a throwback, and some tracks from St. Louis artists. Let's kick this off with a classic Christmas song that even Grinch Maya over here enjoys. This is Donny Hathaway's iconic song, This Christmas.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Thank you.
a hand, shake a hand now.
That was Donny Hathaway's This Christmas. And for those not in the know, Donny Hathaway was born in Chicago, but he was raised right here in St. Louis and graduated from Vashon High School. So this song, what makes it a classic in your sight, Brian?
Yeah, so of course this is a holiday staple, but this song is the other side of my Roman Empire coin when it comes to the holidays, one being Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Let me set the scene. It's the 1996 National Christmas Tree Lighting. Miss Patti LaBelle takes the stage in this luxurious purple shawl. She goes to sing a rendition of this song, but none of her background singers are there. And the person writing the cue cards doesn't know what they're doing. So she continues to ad-lib and, you know, says, you know, I'm going to ad-lib all I can because I don't have the right words and I have no background singers. No, I don't.
Yes, that's exactly what she says.
Where are my background singers?
And I just love this video. It's so chaotic and just really brings in the joy of the holiday season. There's a great 2017 breakdown by Esquire's David Holmes that you have to read, or better yet, go to the video.
Well, this certainly puts it in classic category for many different reasons then. Now, the next song that we're going to hear is one that has not yet been released to streaming, so we get to hear it first here. This is Alexia Simone's Waiting for My Merry Christmas.
'Tis the season, what's the reason? There's no star on my tree. Call up Santa, I need Rudolph. No, so bright I can't see. Waiting on the snow to fall for you to call and deck the halls. You could fire up a log and bring the nog and gifts for all. We go together like red and green, baking cookies on Christmas Eve. Stockings hung by the chimney. Memories with my family.
And that's Alexia Simone's Waiting for My Merry Christmas. And eggnog, like the real eggnog with some adult spirits in it, this is what this sounds like to me.
And I was again, I know and I recognize I am a Grinch. Absolutely 110%. But Alexia, I'm a big fan of hers. And her voice is just so smooth and cool to me. And when she teased this song with us when she was here last month for the new music roundup, I did get really excited. I think my heart grew 3 times bigger.
Oh. Well, Brian, what did you think of this?
I just love how chill this piece is and the nods to those holiday sayings and classics throughout. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the portion of this song that has those really thick layered harmonies that are a little reminiscent of Destiny's Child a little bit. And there's some other songs that lean into that in kind of the pop cultural zeitgeist right now. Ray's Where's My Husband? And I would argue there's a little bit of a moment for these like really natural, thick layering sounds.
Great production on this song. Yes.
Do we know who produced this?
Alexia do, and I'm sure she's going to be in the comments to tell us all about it.
And again, that was Waiting for My Merry Christmas. So the next track is a bit of a throwback from a holiday band called, listen very carefully, Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles. And they released an EP titled Ho, Ho, Ho 3. But before we check that out, Brian, what was your introduction to this band?
So my really good friend, Miguel Alceguera, a prolific clarinet player and saxophonist, actually started performing with this band. And last year was like, hey, do you want to come see my, you know, my band playing? I'm like, sure, I'm free Saturday night. Little did I know, if you ever wondered if Santa can sing ska, wonder no more. That is what this band is.
And let's hear a little bit of this ska Santa. This is Santa Claus is Back in Town by Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles. And that is Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles with Santa Claus is Back in Town. There's some interesting backstory to the members of this group, right, Brian?
Yeah, they've performed together a long time, and the frontman, Joseph Bubinick, is actually a local pastor that does this on his free time and, you know, really is the energy behind this ska fusion band with a mix of older covers and a few originals sprinkled out here and there. But when you think about people that can perform, this group can perform. Yeah. Their shows are skit-driven, and, you know, you're going to leave with a smile on your face. But maybe I'd consider leaving some of those younger kiddos at home for this one.
I think that's valid. I want to see Santa Claus come down the street in a big black Cadillac.
Yes.
I need that to actually happen.
The voice, actually, the voicing, the vocalization, it reminded me of Tom Waits. But a jolly Tom Waits is just not something that I would ever have.
Well, you have it with Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles.
Yes. So this last song that we're going to listen to is from Beth Bombara, and she's a favorite of ours. And recently, she released a new Christmas song called Must Be Christmas Eve. Let's hear it.
I see that glow shining through the window. I see that twinkle lighting up your smile. Canes and caroling, tinsel hugging evergreens. You know it must be Christmas Eve.
And that was Beth Bombara and her latest Christmas song, Must Be Christmas Eve. What do we think about this one, Maya?
I think Beth could sing an instruction manual and I'm going to be hypnotized by it. This song was one of the like songs where I'm like, okay, if we do a Christmas or a holiday music roundup, who can I bank on to give me something real dang on good? And the next thing I saw on Instagram was, hey, I have a new Christmas song out. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. So I love it. If I'm going to listen to a Christmas song, it's going to be the Christmas songs that we just got done listening to, which includes, I mean, she's just so smooth with it and so calm. And I want like a cup of hot cocoa and a blankie.
Yeah, this is definitely little bit of a different style than Kris Kringle and co.
Just a little bit, yeah.
But no, I learned about Beth through the NPR Tiny Desk contest. You know, Maya Lane, we were on here talking about that earlier this year. And she just has such a silky smooth voice.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like I could be sipping on some warm apple cider, you know, listening to this.
Mm-hmm. And now that I think about it, Beth actually has a really good way of getting me into things I usually am not into.
Oh,
because she when she was here, she did Shakespeare in the Park.
That's right.
And your girl don't really Shakespeare that much either. But dang it, I was set for when she was part of that show. And like, I know. Yeah. So Beth really... She's great. That's the end of it, period. She's great.
There's also a way that this song, it feels like it is being sung to you.
Yes.
Rather than you're just sort of being around
to
hear it.
She has a very personal touch to everything she does. And it could be a room full of people, but it's like Beth is singing to me.
Yes, exactly. To you, Maya Norfleet.
Yeah.
So this season, you know, there are a number of holiday music events, and we just played some of the music we might be hearing around town.
Mm-hmm.
But live music and in-person really is such a different experience. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, what are the events that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I have three that I'll quickly plug. The first one, Kris Kringle and the Jolly Jingles are doing their annual Christmas extravaganza, along with the always great Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band from across the river in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on Saturday, December 20th at 8 p.m. at Off-Broadway. Our very own Mike Schrand is performing.
Oh, yes.
At a different show on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at Focal Point in Maplewood with the band Rough Shop. So they're doing a little holiday three-day set. And last but not least, the annual Tuba Christmas Concert is on Saturday, coming up December 13th at 1 p.m. at Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden. And that's only tubas, euphoniums, which is basically baby tuba, and baritones. I'm a euphonium player, so hopefully I can make it out there, play a couple tunes.
Yeah. And Maya, a couple to highlight?
For 15 years straight, Brothers Lazaroth has had their Hanukkah Hullabaloo. This year, it features Anita Jackson, Black Spade, DJ Boogeyman, and the Hullabaloo Klezmer All-Stars. And that's also on Saturday, December 13th at the Dark Room. Doors are at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And also, I love the diversity and the breadth of, you know, just the different kinds of music.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what makes a good holiday tune, sometimes it's the intimacy that you feel.
Mm-hmm. The
sometimes,
people that you surround yourself with.
Yes, and what it makes you want to imbibe.
Yeah.
just enjoying warmth and time together. Brian and Maya, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.